This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The company says its vaccine appears to be effective against COVID-19, though not as strong as rival vaccines, which require two doses.
This is a single shot,
which Dr. Anthony Fauci says is a benefit in itself, since people won't have to wait a few weeks for another dose. Johnson & Johnson says it'll soon apply for emergency use approval in the U.S. Chief Scientific Officer Paul Stoffel says it expects to supply 1 billion doses globally within a year.
That means in this day, protecting 1 billion people from severe disease.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union introduced tighter rules Friday on exports of COVID-19 vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, deepening a dispute over scarce supplies of potentially life-saving shots. But amid an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK, the European Commission made clear the new measure will not trigger controls on vaccine shipments produced in the 27-nation bloc to the small territory that is part of Britain, bordering EU member Ireland. France decided against imposing a third coronavirus nationwide lockdown on Friday and instead ordered tighter controls at its borders, increased police action against curfew breakers, and a greater adherence to working from home. Prime Minister Jean Castex said the public health crisis remained of great concern as France's death toll jumped above 75,000, the seventh highest in the world. On Wall Street, stocks retreated from Thursday's gains, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling more than 2%, the Nasdaq dropped by 2%, and the S&P was down 1.93%. This is VOA.